And the man who's been watching your agency's stimulus spending like a hawk, he's leaving government. Earl Devaney will step down as chairman of the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board at the end of the year. He's also leaving his leadership job on the Government Accountability and Transparency Board. In fact, he's leaving a 41-year career. Mr. Devaney joins us now with what you can expect from him over the next month and beyond. Mr. Devaney, it's always great to have you on.
It's good to be here.
So, why now?
Why now is I've got a wife that I promised about 4 years ago that I was ready to retire, and here we are 3 years later, and it's time.
Well, I wanted to ask you this before we get into the details of what's been going on at the RAT board and so forth. 41 years, you are basically a law enforcement guy, and you've been watching all this money go out to thousands of contractors. How would you rate yourself from a 0 to 10 on your faith in the ultimate goodness of humanity, with 10 being good?
I would say we're in the 7 range, probably. I've never ceased to be amazed at people doing dumb things or exercising poor judgment. But I think the enforcers have tools today that I wish I had 41 years ago. Some of the tools we're using at the Recovery Board, for instance, could have saved me a lot of knocking on doors and driving from house to house. So I think that it all bodes well for trying to prevent fraud in the future.
Even with those tools, what were some of the biggest challenges on the Recovery Board that you faced, and how did you overcome those challenges?
Well, I think initially the biggest challenge was trying to stand up an agency, build two websites, and put a module, a protection module around the money that, and do all of that within 6 months. So it was an incredibly short time frame and a lot to do, and I had the fortune of having the ability to reach out into the agencies and bring over sort of the best and brightest to help us, some of whom are still with us and most of whom have gone back to their various agencies. But it was a unique opportunity to bring that talent together in one place and get the job done in a very short time frame.
Now, when the whole stimulus effort was initiated, so you were in federal government 38 years at that point,
right?
And there was a small staff, many of them young people. So what kinds of ways did you use to inculcate in them the kind of work ethic you developed, which you had to have to sustain for 38 years, now 41?
Well, you're right in this, in that we did bring in a lot of young people and very talented young people, but they had mentors. They had we had an equal amount of people, as I mentioned earlier, that we had brought in from the agencies who had long tenures in federal government and a lot of experience. So they helped serve as mentors for the young people, and as we sit here today, those young people are no longer inexperienced and in fact are incredibly talented, and I'm very proud of them.
All right, so looking at those people then and looking over these 40 years in government, are you optimistic about the generation of federal workers that's coming in now? Because there is going to be a whole new generation coming in over the next 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah, I am. I am very optimistic. I've experienced. I've probably got 4 or 5 generations in my workforce, and they each are motivated by different things. And you, as a leader, you have to try to figure that all out for yourself. But in general, these young people bring an enormous amount of energy and come out of college today with all sorts of technical skills that, quite frankly, my generation didn't have. And so I'm hopeful. I mean, the challenge would be to keep them engaged and interested enough to stay with a government agency for a 20-year career. Most of them are purportedly going to have 5 or 6 different jobs during their lifetime, and I'd like to see, you know, an ability for government agencies to not only attract those kind of people but to keep them.
Our guest is Earl Devaney. He's the outgoing chairman of the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board. And we're talking about his stepping down from the Transparency Board and going ahead and retiring. So I wanted to ask you about, you know, I asked you already about your challenges and some of your successes I'd like to know about, too. Did anything about using this new technology and taking it to that step, did it surprise you? Did you had already said that you wish you had had it back during your years in law enforcement. What are some of the things that you really enjoyed about that?
Well, I enjoyed ushering in what I think is a new era of transparency and accountability. The Recovery Board was, after all, a giant experiment in those two areas. Being able to go on a website as a citizen and drill down into your own zip code and find out where your government spending is actually occurring is brand new. I mean, as an inspector general, sometimes I didn't know where the money was going from the Department of Interior. So for citizens to be able to do that today, that's a giant leap forward. At the same time, on the fraud, waste, and abuse side, you know, we've moved the paradigm from simply detecting fraud and chasing it to trying to prevent it in the first instance, or at least interrupt it in the middle. What didn't necessarily surprise me is we used analytical tools that had been very effective in the intelligence world and in some law enforcement settings. And we, for the very first time, the novelty of what we did over here was to try to use those tools on spending. And not surprising to me, but I was delighted with the outcome, is that they're just as effective on spending as they are in those other arenas.
And, of course, you tracked spending by almost every federal agency. Looking across the range of agencies, were they consistent in their ability and in their skill at using stimulus money in a way as to avoid fraud, waste, and abuse? And if not, who were some of the good ones?
Well, without getting into the good and the bad and the ugly, let me just say that, you know, this was a joint effort by not only inspector generals and agencies, but other enforcement agencies as well, and the agencies. And for the very first time, when the goal is prevention, agencies and inspector generals, for instance, have the same amount of enthusiasm and interest in getting involved. Under the old paradigm, where the goal was simply detection, you know, understandably, the agencies sort of back off and let the IGs do their things. But now that we have, a common goal of prevention, what we're ending up with is much better relationships, my observation at least, much better relationships with agencies and their inspector generals, which is a very good residual outcome.
Now, most of the improper payments that the federal government puts out come from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, just because that's the biggest and the most retail, if you will, of the expenditures the federal government does. What do you think they can learn from the Recovery Board effort?
Well, they came over here several years ago and looked at what we were doing, and I think we did a pilot for them, and we showed them how these tools can be very effective in what they do. And I think they learned from that, and they've gone out, and I think they're going to try to sort of recreate, if you will, what we've done here. And my sense is that if they do that and do it well, that they'll be much more effective than they ever have been in the past.
I want to ask you about your retirement. Where do you go from here? How does somebody who has been in law enforcement and handling the RAT board and everything else you've done for the federal government and everything else you've done, how do you unwind, relax, and stop doing it?
Yeah, I don't think I can just stop doing everything. So I'm going to have to keep busy somehow. I like being by the pool and playing golf, but I don't think I can do that 24/7. So I'm going to have to probably sit on some corporate boards and maybe do some advisory work and keep myself at least partially busy during the month. But
someplace warm?
Someplace warm, like Florida.
And are you a BlackBerry or iPhone person?
I am an iPhone person.
All right, so we know you're up to date anyway.
Thank you.
Earl Devaney is the outgoing chairman of the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. It's been great having you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's been delightful to be with you on many occasions, and I thank you for the courtesy.
All right, try to stay out of trouble during retirement.
I will.
And he also leads the Government Accountability Transparency Board. We'll be posting links to our coverage of his departure and this interview. It's on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.